There's a controversy right now in Portugal involving fado, the musical tradition that dates back to the early 19th century. Fado tunes are usually about longing and loss, and they're played in all kinds of venues, including pubs, clubs, and cafes. One fado musician in Lisbon has been performing for the LGBT community there, and some fado purists are pushing back, as Catarina Fernandez Martins reports.
Tiago Lila first fell in love with fado because of Amália Rodrigues.
No mercado da Ribeira há um romance de amor entre a Rita que é peixeira e o Chico que é pescador.
She put a name on a lot of things that I felt that didn't have a name or that didn't have an existence. They were just very dark, loose demons in my head.
As a teenager, he felt bullied in school and unsupported by his family. When he was 31, Tiago decided to study fado. But the fado school didn't know what to make of him.
I wanted to sing a song which the teacher said that only women could sing it. And I said, no, but I want to sing it. It's a song that I love. And he said, okay, but there is this verse, which would translate as the man of my dreams, that you cannot change the verse. I stood up when the people were kind of laughing, and I said, but can I not have a man of my dreams?
Tiago quit the school, but he couldn't quit fado.
The first time that I sang with the Portuguese guitar and the classic guitar, I felt like almost like a spiritual experience. And I left the place and I walked home and I was shaking the whole time. It was really strong.
He still had to figure out how fado could include his identity as a gay man who didn't want to hide anymore. One night, watching a drag performance at a Lisbon bar, Tiago got an idea.
I asked this friend, this drag performer, he went with me to buy makeup and to buy clothes and to buy lots of other things. And then on the day he did my makeup, and then I was there and I was doing drag and singing fado for the first time.
And he began performing under the stage name Lila Fadista. Then he met João Caçador, who plays guitar, and they've been performing together as Fado Bicha for about a year now. They use an electric guitar instead of the traditional Portuguese guitar, and they rewrote classic lyrics about love and loss between men and women to tell the stories of LGBT love and of women's oppression.
It's time to put the stockings. Yes, stockings.
On a Wednesday evening at the Pensão Amor, Lila Fadista and João are getting ready backstage.
Since I'm wearing a short dress tonight, I will wear three pairs of stockings and another one, net one.
Lila dyed her beard blue and wears a black frizzy wig. She says she wants to echo the origins of fado, born among prostitutes, sailors, and drunks who lived on the fringes of society. If you know the song O Namorico da Rita, Rita's Love Affair, you might not recognize Fado Bicha's version, André's Love Affair. It's not just a gender swap. Fado performers sing standing still, their chins held high. But when Lila Fadista sings, she moans. She lies on the floor and teases the audience with sexual innuendo. Sitting in the front row, Marco Freitas likes what he sees.
Is this fado for you?
For me, this is fado. Yeah. This is fado. And who else says this is not fado doesn't know what fado is.
But when Tiago and João gave their first concerts, they were criticized on social media by traditional fado singers. And the hate didn't stop there.
What I didn't expect was that we would have also some hate comments from LGBT people, specifically gay men and gay men who do drag, but older people, like 50-year-old, 60-year-old. And they used the same terms that the other people were using. So, freak, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Outside social media, the disapproval is more subtle. João Caçador still plays guitar and sings fado in traditional houses. He says the other performers are friendly on the surface.
I think the most part of them, they know, but they never speak with me about that. It's like a taboo. Yeah. It's like the American code. Don't ask, don't tell. Something like that, yeah.
That's Claudia Picado singing. She has never seen a Fado Bicha show, but she's not sure Fado Bicha constitutes real Fado. Maybe if she closes her eyes, she says, slightly embarrassed. When she hears that Fado Bicha changed the lyrics of Namorico da Rita, she can't hide her bewilderment.
I prefer to see like a joke, because it is a joke. You know, because if they want to record, it's not allowed. Because the poet write like in one way, it's not possible to change.
But Fado Bicha sees it differently. Especially since some of the poets who wrote iconic Fado songs were gay at a time when they could face persecution.
We feel that it's legitimate from our part to sing these songs in a way, or to believe that it can be possible that we are giving voice to an undertext that was there the whole time, but was never fully outed.
Tiago says Fado Bicha is about fado and art as much as it is about politics and activism. And he is convinced Amália Rodrigues would approve.
I think she would love it. I think if I had the opportunity to have a very quiet conversation with her, drinking a cup of tea and explaining to her how my life was, the impact that she had in my life growing up as a teenager, and how I channeled that through Fado Bicha, I think that she would be our number one fan.
For the World, Catarina Fernandes Martins, Lisbon.
From Lisbon back to Boston, that's our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Carol Hills. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. Have a great weekend. We're back with you on Monday.